What if I told you that you're getting ready to screw up your draft, and that the mistake you're about to make could potentially destroy your season? But have no fear, because Brock Lesnar is here to help you out. Keep watching. The Fantasy Basketball Playoffs. Neglecting to account for the Fantasy Basketball Playoffs can cost you your entire season before it even begins. It's crucial that you're familiar not only with your league settings, but you also want to know when your league has their Fantasy Playoffs, because that will dictate whether a team can really hurt you or really help you during those weeks. That's the point of this video. If you're enjoying this content, please do me a favor and smash that like button, press that subscribe button, and click the bell notification so you can be alerted when these videos drop. So we're going to start this video for leagues whose fantasy playoffs are week 19, week 20, and week 21. Your fantasy playoffs are during those weeks. The Portland Trail Blazers have the best fantasy playoff schedule. So they have 4 games all 3 weeks for a total of 12. You then have 10 other teams that play at least 11 games during those fantasy playoffs, which is really nice. Not as many as the Blazers, but you're still getting a healthy amount of games if you're targeting players from these teams. There are 4 teams you might want to avoid. Those teams are the Charlotte Hornets, the Dallas Mavericks, the Los Angeles Lakers, and the New York Knicks, with only 9 games played. So think about that. You're getting 3 less games over those 3 weeks than you are with the Portland Trail Blazers. And that's why it's so important that you not neglect. I'll be the first to tell you that the team you're drafting right now isn't going to be the same team that you carry into the playoffs. But with your first few picks, the ones that you really need to nail, the ones that you know you're not likely to trade away, the ones you're building your entire team around, you might want to consider the fantasy playoff schedule. Because if you're grabbing a guy, let's say like Jalen Brunson on the Knicks or LeBron James or Anthony Davis on the Lakers, you're tying yourself to your best guys having less games than the other people. That can really end up hurting you. It's hurt me in the past. It hurt me as recently as last year. So this year, it's something I'm really taking into account. The majority of the league is playing only 10 games. You have the Hawks, Nuggets, Warriors, Rockets, Pacers, Grizzlies, Bucks, Timberwolves, Pelicans, the Oklahoma City Thunder, the Magic, the Suns, the Spurs, the Raptors, and the Jazz with 10 games each. So keep in mind that with your glue players and your role players, this isn't as crucial right now. When it becomes crucial is closer to the trade deadline. Because then at that point, you want to start gearing your team for the fantasy playoffs. So for those who have their fantasy playoffs during week 20, week 21, and week 22, there are 13 teams that play 11 games. Those teams are the Celtics, the Bulls, the Cavaliers, the Nuggets, the Pistons, the Warriors, the Clippers, the 76ers, the Blazers, the Kings, the Spurs, the Jazz, and the Washington Wizards. You also have 12 teams that play 10 games. Those teams are the Hawks, the Nets, the Hornets, the Mavericks, the Rockets, the Pacers, the Heat, the Pelicans, the Knicks, the Thunder, the Suns, the Raptors. Then you have the teams you might strongly consider avoiding. The Lakers, who were also just in the other grouping of playoff weeks. So the Lakers are looking like a team you want to avoid in 2 different league settings at this point. You have the Memphis Grizzlies with 9 games, the Bucks with 9 games, the Timberwolves with 9 games, and you also have the Orlando Magic with only 9 games. So that's a 2-game difference between these guys down here and these guys right up here that get you 11 games. And I want to give a shout out to Hashtag Basketball for making this tool possible. I'm a very big fan of Hashtag Basketball. I use them all the time. They're not a sponsor of mine. I just like to shout them out. So for those of you with fantasy playoffs in week 21, week 22, and week 23, you have 3 teams that give you 12 games over that span with 4, 4, and 4 all 3 weeks. Very hard to beat that. Those teams are the Cavaliers, the 76ers, and the Sacramento Kings. So some very enticing options right there. De'Aaron Fox, Domantas Sabonis with the 76ers, Joel Embiid, Tyrese Maxey, Tobias Harris, and then on the Cavaliers, you got players like Donovan Mitchell. You got players like Darius Garland, who with 12 games become some pretty enticing options for you. You've got 17 different teams giving you 11 games. Those teams are the Hawks, the Celtics, the Nets, the Pistons, the Warriors, the Rockets, the Pacers, the Clippers, the Lakers, the Heat, the Timberwolves, the Pelicans, the New York Knicks, Oklahoma City Thunder, the Portland Trail Blazers, the Utah Jazz, and lastly, the Washington Wizards. You have 9 teams that give you 10 games, which is decent, but significantly less than those teams getting you 12. But the teams getting you 10 games are the Hornets, the Bulls, the Nuggets, the Grizzlies, the Bucks, the Magic, the Suns, the Spurs, and the Raptors. And then you have the Dallas Mavericks giving you only 9 games. And that first week of your playoffs, you'll only get 2 games. So if you have Kyrie Irving, if you have Luka Doncic, you have to win your first week of the playoffs without them. You better hope if you pick them that you have a league setting that allows you to have a bye week if you're one of the top 2 seeds, and you better be one of the top 2 seeds, because with that much firepower and only getting half of what you would usually get, that could be very difficult for you to overcome. So if you're a Luka owner, or if you're a Kyrie owner, and this is your playoff schedule, you want to strongly consider this before moving forward. For weeks 22, 23, and 24, we have 7 teams that give you at least 12 games. Those teams are the Hawks, the Hornets, the Rockets, the Clippers, the Knicks, the Thunder, and so the Sacramento Kings again at the top of the list. You have somebody like Keegan Murray, you could get around pick 100, who's a second-year player who I think is going to make a jump, and he has this sort of fantasy playoff schedule. That's the sort of pickup that could change the trajectory of your season. I'm putting him on your radar. So you have a whopping 22 teams playing at least 11 games. Those teams are the Celtics, the Nets, the Bulls, the Cavaliers, the Mavericks, the Nuggets, the Pistons, the Warriors, the Lakers, the Grizzlies, the Heat, the Bucks, the Timberwolves, the Pelicans, the Magic, the 76ers, the Suns, the Portland Trail Blazers, the San Antonio Spurs, the Toronto Raptors, the Jazz, the Wizards, the Pacers are the only team in the entire schedule only getting you 10 games. So the majority of the league is getting you 11. You have 7 teams giving you at least 12 games, and then you have the Pacers with this format only giving you 10 games during that period. So you might want to look at your playoffs, and if you see that this aligns with the schedule for your league and you're trying to choose maybe Tyrese Halliburton or Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Shai's getting you 12 games. You're only getting 10 from Tyrese Halliburton. So I know a lot of people have asked themselves,
which one of these 2 players should I go with?
Based on that equation, I think it's pretty obvious. If you have these fantasy playoffs for your league, you want to go with Shai, because not only are you getting that potent of a player, but you're just getting more games during your fantasy playoffs. That trade-off can make or break your season. So after analyzing the playoff schedules, here are some key takeaways. So the Pacers, the Mavs, the Lakers are teams that can really hurt you. Keep that in mind when you're drafting guys like Luka, Kyrie, Tyrese Halliburton, Miles Turner, LeBron, or Anthony Davis. Kings, the Blazers, the Cavaliers are good targets, making players like DeAndre Ayton, Anfernee Simons, De'Aaron Fox, Domantas Sabonis, Keegan Murray, Darius Garland, Donovan Mitchell, pretty interesting targets because they have pretty strong playoff schedules in multiple league settings. The Brooklyn Nets play 5 games on week 19. So if your playoffs start week 19, might make sense to target some Brooklyn Nets players, because those 5 games are going to be really juicy. And it's the most that any team is playing during any given week of the fantasy basketball playoffs. Now, you do have to keep in mind, the trade-off is they only play 3 games on week 20 and week 21. So they can really help you get to that next round, but then you have to settle with only 3 games the following 2 weeks. The Knicks and the Hornets are 2 teams that help you out more if your playoffs start on week 22. So if you're targeting players on the Hornets and on the Knicks and your playoffs don't start on week 22, you want to be cautious and you don't want to target too many players from those teams. And my recommendation for you is after the All-Star break, that's when you want to start trading away players with weak schedules for players with really strong schedules, and you want to stack as many strong schedules as possible. If you do this correctly, what will happen is the players who disregarded the playoff schedule, you will go face them, and they'll have two or three players that are only playing three games that week, while you'll have multiple players playing at least four games, and all of a sudden, you're playing five or more games than they are that week, and that can be very difficult to overcome. After the All-Star break, you also want to start considering the playoff schedules when you are going through the waiver wire and picking up those hidden gems that could really blow up during the fantasy basketball playoffs. As an example for you, Jalen Williams went off during the fantasy basketball playoffs, and I was able to pick him up off the waiver wire, I think, in like January. So I really hope you found this video helpful. I think it's going to be incredible when you apply what you just learned now during your draft and you catch everyone else in your league off guard. Another way you can catch everyone in your league off guard is to buy the brand new draft guide from Excel and Brock Lesnar Hoops.
It has unique takes. It has information data charts that is going to help you make informed decisions during your draft to put the strongest team possible together. We look at second year players. We look at which trends translate from year to year. There is so much in this guide, and you can get it for only $9.99. Not only do you get this amazing information, you're also helping a small creator like myself help pay the bills.
Until next time, this is Brock Lesnar of Brock Lesnar Hoops. See you.